How would you advise someone to prepare for a VO coaching session, especially for a first-time session? I see. It depends. the world's most terrible answer in the world, right? It depends. Now, for everybody, works differently, right? For me, if you were to come, hire me or come to me asking for coaching for the first session, what I do, typically, is ask a few questions, like, what are you doing? No, stop. Get a reasonable job. Go be a doctor. No. I ask a few questions about experience as an actor. Indeed, voice acting is more about the acting than the voice. So, and you're obviously here for a reason, some kind of a reason, right? In voice acting, and most likely something about cartoons and video games, acting with a voice. But then, like, folks hear these amazing voices and think that's where it ends, if you will. Often neglecting, not every single time, obviously, but often neglecting the idea and the thought and the concept that this is more about acting than the voice. So the first thing I ask is, what is your acting experience like? As a stage actor, as a film actor, did you take acting classes in college, in high school, so on and so forth. Just to determine exactly where you are. Because the words I might say and the guidance that I might provide is gonna be, it has to be, right? It's gotta be differentiated. It's gotta be custom tailored. It's gotta be like contextually fitting to your journey. Like, what's the point of throwing like Stanislavski or Meisner at you if you don't know what I'm talking about? What are they doing? What are they doing? What is going on over here? Is he working out the beast? Is that what's happening? Just running round and round in circles. Are they playing catch? Is that what's happening? That's so cute. Anyway, yeah. The first thing I'll ask is your experience as an actor. And why you're in it, right? And do you have to have a good answer for all? No, not at all. Everybody's here for whatever reason, and all of those reasons are valid. Absolutely. And after I ask about the acting, so that I can gauge where to start from, there's no point in going over the very basics of everything if you know what they are, right? At the same time, I don't want to... Ooh. Yeah, I thought it was a bishop. At the same time, I don't want to start from a weird place either. So I want to start your program, your curriculum, the place of your beginning, at an appropriate place. I think that's well befitting of your experience and whatever, right? Your journey. And after we discuss and we talk about that and come to some sort of an agreement, then it's about the logistics of it all. Do you have a home studio? Do you have a microphone? What do you have? And what's your budget? Where do you plan to go? What are some next goals? And then we sat down to some like short-term, sensible, practical, reachable goals, right? Would you like to be in a visual novel? How about like a small NPC in a Steam video game? You know, attainable, actual, small-scale goals. Let's see you about like getting some rock wool done by the end of the month or whatever it is. And in this way, we plan out and talk about and lay out exactly what we might do to help you on your journey. For some, like, it's a career choice, right? And for some, it's a shift. And for some, it's still very much a basic hobby, which is perfectly okay, of course. And depending on what your journey is like, my job, at least the way that I go about everything that I do, my job, I consider my job to be to custom tailor the information and the experience that I have and that I know, and to apply it to your journey so that it's operating at 100%, as best we can, a high percentage of efficiency. That's the value. Like, that's the value that I bring, if you will. Like, can you get this information from the myriad of YouTube channels and blogs and people's websites? Yes, you can. Yes, you can, including, like, how to build a home studio and how to approach acting, how to study it, what to think about, drills to do, practices, rehearsals, where to find scripts from, connection, networking. You can find everything, sure. But the value that I bring as a coach, as an educator, if you will, is to contextualize that information. Number one, weed out the unnecessary things. You don't need to know about camera angles if you're a voice actor, or self tapes unless you plan to do on screen auditions and self tapes, whatever. And to listen to who you are and how you learn, and how you absorb information the best, the most efficient way possible. And to design and deliver a curriculum so that it makes sense, so that it clicks. I'll tap myself on the shoulder a little bit. I don't have a lot of repeat clients, if you will. I don't have a lot of actors who come back to me consistently over and over and over. Because they get it, you know, inside a number of sessions, however many they need, they get it, and they apply it to their craft, and it works, you know what I mean? So they don't come back, because they got it, you know? Like, if you're going to a coach, and this is your 27th session, and you still haven't booked anything, that's a problem. You know what I mean? That's a problem. yeah. I hope that makes sense. I don't know.